If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
60% of people who responded to a new survey by the Associated Press and the North Center for Public Affairs Research say cash is very acceptable as a holiday present. That's about two-thirds of people under 45 and a little more than half of adults older. About 90% of people say gift cards are somewhat acceptable, and about 60% say the same for gifts either purchased secondhand or re-gifted. About a quarter of adults polled say they plan to watch sports on Christmas Day. Only 5% say they'll be heading to the movie theater. About one-third of people who responded to the survey say they'll be leaving their holiday decorations up after New Year's Day. But only 20% say those decorations were up before Thanksgiving. 44% of those who were polled say by the time the ball drops in Times Square to ring in the New Year, they'll be fast asleep. I'm Donna Warder.
If you've already started your holiday shopping, you may have noticed prices are higher than usual this year. One contributing factor is the Trump administration's unusually high import taxes on foreign goods. Jackie Castro has a method she uses when holiday shopping. The Nashville resident says she's willing to spend more on one meaningful gift rather than buying several items for one person.
It's like usually when my friends or family want something, it's from like a necklace or like these branded shoes.
Tariffs have hit some items more than others, including toys and electronics, most of which are imported from China. Still, the worst-case impact on consumer prices that many economists predicted from these tariff policies has not yet materialized. Bennett Roach, a resident of Nashville, advises others to track how much they spend, especially when there's a long list of family and friends you're shopping for.
You know, everybody gets a little slice of the pie, but the pie, you know, is getting smaller and smaller every year.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A hospital outside Detroit wants its small patients to know they haven't been forgotten this holiday season.
So on the count of three, I want everybody to yell as loud as you can.
During the holiday season, members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
To be stuck in the hospital and feel like the world is moving on without you outside feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely. Feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the eighth season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In Phoenix, Turning Point USA is holding their America Fest conference, and the conservative youth organization has seen a massive surge in interest since the assassination of founder Charlie Kirk.
This was his Super Bowl.
Young conservative women tell the AP they're emboldened to become more active in the movement with Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, at the helm.
Erica Kirk is a tremendous role model.
Attendee Camden Glover is a freshman at Indiana University.
She was never afraid to be in touch with her feminine side.
On Thursday night, Erica Kirk expressed her support for Vice President J.D. Vance.
We are going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48.
But battles over the future of the conservative movement quickly erupted on stage, with Ben Shapiro attacking Candace Owen, Steve Bannon, and Tucker Carlson. The competing visions threatened to eclipse Kirk's unifying legacy.
So you may not agree with everyone on this stage this weekend, and that's okay. Welcome to America.
I'm Jennifer King. The Department of Homeland Security says assaults against ICE agents have skyrocketed in the past year, and Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered prosecutors to charge those accused of assaulting federal officers with the highest provable offense available under the law. But an AP review finds the Justice Department is struggling to deliver on that commitment. Out of 166 cases brought since May in four Democratic-led cities, 58 people face felony indictments and are awaiting trial on a variety of assault allegations, like throwing rocks or punching or kicking officers. 55 people have seen their charges reduced or dismissed. All five who have gone to trial were acquitted.
You know, I don't think what I did was brave or anything, you know, earth-shattering.
It took jurors less than 2 hours to acquit Sydney Lori Reed after she was charged with injuring a federal agent during a Washington, D.C. protest.
I was detained for 2.5 days without being read my rights.
Body camera footage played at the trial revealed the agent had scratched her hand on a wall while assisting another agent who shoved Reed.
Mind your own business. That's all you have to do. Mind your own business.
When I first read the complaint, I was just like, they're lying. They're lying.
Catherine Carreno was accused of striking a federal officer in Los Angeles.
But I kept telling myself, you know, I am protected. Everything's going to be okay.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the arrests are more about messaging to prevent further interference from protesters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Decades ago, self-sustaining whooping cranes in North America were on the brink of extinction. Now they number more than 550. Carter Crouch of the International Crane Foundation says the acquisition of some 3,300 acres of vital winter habitat has been acquired to further protect the bird, which migrates from Canada to Texas in the winter.
The biggest threat for this population is habitat loss. Securing habitat for the species is the most important thing we can do to secure this population.
The new sanctuary south of Houston is made up of two properties. Thanks to grants and donations, they were purchased for a little more than $8.4 million. Crouch calls the North American whooping crane a success story.
There's been a lot of people involved in that conservation success story. I think there's been a lot of people watching and rooting for that conservation success story. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, everyone loves to come back.
I'm Donna Ward. Maine is the home to a few thousand loons, a distinctive black and white water bird whose numbers are threatened because of climate change. But the loon population has more than doubled in the state since 1983. Barb Haney, executive director of Avian Haven, a nonprofit wildlife rehab center in Maine, says the loons' numbers start to bounce back when they're in the proper environment.
These birds need deep, cold ponds, and we're really lucky in Maine that we have those. But as time goes on, those waterways are starting to warm up.
State bans on lead fishing tackle that loons sometimes accidentally swallow help grow the population. And there are laws that limit boat speeds, preventing boat wakes from washing out loon nests.
A couple of decades ago, there were very few mating partners in Maine, and now we have quite a few. I'm really hopeful in that regard.
I'm Donna Water.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has held court on a variety of foreign security issues during a rare news conference, including efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Rubio will meet with a Vladimir Putin advisor tomorrow in Florida.
We're trying to figure out what can Russia give and what do they expect to get, what can Ukraine give and what can Ukraine expect to get.
There will also be meetings on the president's Gaza ceasefire plan, announced in October but slow to be implemented.
It was a miracle that it happened in the first place.
Rubio's also defending U.S. strikes on suspected drug boats off Venezuela while ramping up pressure on the Maduro regime.
We know that they are in cahoots with drug trafficking organizations.
Rubio defended his role in implementing the Trump America First agenda, firing back at former Senate colleagues criticizing his efforts.
The Constitution does not say you elect the President of the United States and then you put in place a State Department to undermine the President if the person who's the Secretary of State doesn't agree with him. That's ridiculous.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Several blue tarps were hung in front of the Kennedy Center Friday to block views of the work underway. Workers on scaffolding are changing the name of the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts to the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts, and a large letter D could be seen on the exterior before the final tarps went up. President Donald Trump's hand-picked board on Thursday voted to rename Washington's leading performing arts center, prompting Democrats to accuse the board of overstepping its legal authority. They say only Congress can change the name. Recently, Trump had his name added to the building for the U.S. Institute of Peace. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted by a jury of obstruction, which is a felony. She was acquitted of concealing an individual, a misdemeanor. On April 18th, Judge Dugan was hearing the battery case of Eduardo Flores Ruiz. When she learned that immigration agents were outside her courtroom to take the defendant into custody, she left the courtroom to confront the agents, then led the defendant and his attorney out a private jury door. Agents spotted Flores Ruiz, chased him down, and arrested him. U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel says Judge Dugan had to face the consequences of her actions.
The defendant is certainly not evil, nor is she a martyr for some greater cause. It was a criminal case like many that make their way through this courthouse every day, and we all must accept the verdict peacefully.
Audio courtesy of WISN. Following the verdict, Dugan left the courtroom without commenting. She faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Donna Water.
NFL players say they will continue with dry needling sessions despite a recent incident involving the Pittsburgh Steelers' T.J. Watt. Watt suffered a partially collapsed lung during the procedure and is out indefinitely. Dry needling is used by physical therapists to treat pain and movement issues by inserting needles into muscles. It's part of a larger pain management plan and can increase blood flow and release endorphins. NFL players like Trey McBride, Drew Dellman, and Bobby Okereke use it for relief from muscle tension. Many players plan to continue using the treatment. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The National Western Center complex in Denver is a massive event center, and to cool and heat the structure, it relies on sewage. Brad Buchanan is CEO.
We get a lot of questions like, are you running sewage through your buildings? No, we're not. Sewage runs through the heat exchanger. Fresh water runs through all of our buildings.
The thermal energy from wastewater is transferred to clean water. The clean water is then sent into a heat pump that can either heat or cool various rooms, depending on the weather. It's a low-cost and widely available resource because pipes that transport sewage are already built.
From a climate resiliency perspective, a sewer heat recovery system is almost carbon-free. So the thermal energy is coming out of an existing resource, the sewage.
Wastewater heat recovery systems have already been installed in California, Washington, Colorado, New York, and Canada. I'm Donna Water.
New York City is getting its first three Las Vegas-style casinos. The New York Mets' ballpark, a Bronx golf course once operated by President Donald Trump's company, and a slot parlor near John F. Kennedy International Airport will be the sites of New York City's first Las Vegas-style resort casinos. The state's gaming commission awarded the three projects licenses to operate in the lucrative metropolitan area market. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul has praised the projects, saying they could unlock billions for the state's transit system and create jobs. Opponents complain that easy access to casinos will only increase gambling addiction. The projects bested several other proposals that fell by the wayside during the high-stakes competition. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A national survey by the University of Michigan shows that teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remain at record lows. Two-thirds of 12th graders reported no use of those substances in the past 30 days. That's a significant drop from 30 years ago. 82% of 10th graders reported no recent use, and 91% of 8th graders said the same. However, there are slight but concerning increases in heroin and cocaine use, and teens do consume a lot of energy drinks. The findings also seem to echo other surveys that show continued declines in teen sexual activity. Experts say that's at least partly due to teens connecting through smartphones and social media instead of in person. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sitting in her wheelchair, Hanin Al-Mabho is trying to process everything she has lost since an Israeli strike destroyed her home in Gaza. She lost one leg and all four of her daughters. I was in two shocks, the shock of losing all four of my daughters at once in a single moment, and the shock of the amputation, the shock of what happened to me. Why? How? Why did this happen to me? Why me? Why did my daughters go? The World Health Organization says Israel's bombardment in Gaza has left tens of thousands of Palestinians, like Hanin, with life-changing injuries, including at least 6,000 people with amputations. Those who lost their limbs have had to put their life on hold as they face a shortage of prosthetics and long delays in medical evacuations. The ceasefire has been slow to bring any help for them. The WHO says a shipment of essential prosthetic supplies has recently made it into Gaza, the first major shipment of its kind. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Like many Australians strolling at Bondi Beach on a long, warm summer evening, Syrian-Australian tobacco shop owner Ahmed Al-Ahmed just wanted a cup of coffee with a friend. Around him, a bloody massacre erupted as two gunmen targeted Jews during Hanukkah festivities at a park close to the shore. Soon Al-Ahmed was creeping, bent over between two parked cars before barreling directly toward one of the unsuspecting shooters. In footage that's been viewed millions of times around the world, the 44-year-old father can be seen tackling one of them, wrestling the man's shotgun from his grip and turning it on the attacker. Al-Ahmed has become a national hero in Australia, with an online fundraiser for him raising millions of dollars. The decision to open came during a general assembly of museum workers who unanimously agreed to allow visitors back. The strike had led to a full closure earlier in the week and a partial reopening on Wednesday. Unions say the suspension followed meetings with culture ministry officials, but noted insufficient progress on staffing, pay and security plans. They also expressed concerns over building deterioration and working conditions. The workers plan to hold another assembly on January 5 to decide on further action. President Donald Trump, who previously lifted the penalties temporarily, signed off on the final repeal late Thursday after Congress passed it as part of the country's annual defense spending bill. Some lawmakers who have pushed for making the Syrian repeal conditional on steps by the new Sunni Islamist-dominated government to protect religious minorities, among other measures. Syria's foreign ministry, in a statement on Friday, thanked the US for the move and said it will contribute to alleviating the burdens on the Syrian people and open the way for a new phase of recovery and stability. The ministry calls for Syrian business people and foreign investors to explore investment opportunities and participate in reconstruction, the cost of which the World Bank has estimated at $216 billion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, a Hanukkah message from the late Rob Reiner, and New York has a new Catholic Archbishop.
I have a deep affinity with the Holy Father.
Pope Leo appointed a fellow Chicago South Suburbs native with similar missionary experience as the next Archbishop of New York. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
He's Bishop Ronald Hicks, who's been the Bishop of Joliet, Illinois for about 5 years, serving some 520,000 Catholics. Hicks will replace the retiring Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who submitted his resignation in February.
I'm a Cubs fan, and I love deep dish pizza.
The 58-year-old Hicks grew up in South Holland, Illinois, and once told a local TV station that he and Pope Leo, the former Robert Prevost, grew up in the same neighborhood, even though they didn't meet until last year.
I am going to start rooting for the New York sports teams, and I already love your pizza.
In November, Hicks endorsed a special message from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops condemning the Trump administration's immigration raids. I'm Donna Warder.
The murder of actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife shocked the entertainment industry this week. AP's Ed Donahue reports that Reiner recorded a Hanukkah message before his death.
Rob Reiner urged Holocaust survivors to show resilience. The message was recorded weeks before Reiner and his wife Michelle were killed in their Los Angeles home. It was shown as around 100 Holocaust survivors gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem to light the fifth candle of Hanukkah. Reiner noted his wife's family was killed at Auschwitz. In his words, he said, "We're living at a time where what's happening in our country is scary and reminiscent of what we've seen happen in the past. And we just hope that we can all survive this and we can hold on to our democracy." The vocal critic of President Trump also said, "If ever we need to be resilient, it's now." Reiner's son is charged in the stabbing deaths of his parents. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.